It's time for JB and the General. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now. 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Where am I? What day is it? Who are you? Welcome in. JB and the General, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. On a Friday, oh my goodness, what a big day we have. Night one of the NFL draft is in the books. We've got game three, Predators Canucks tonight at Bridgestone Arena. We will get into that later in the show. But we wanted to start right off with, you know, you got to start off with your best, right? It's like your leadoff hitter, you know, leads off, plays center field. He's a 30-30 man. We check in with the great Jimmy Wyatt, senior writer, editor for TitansOnline.com.
And I bet Jimmy can pitch as well.
Oh, he can do it all. He's like Ohtani. I mean, he can do everything. You know, Dodger fan, of course. Jimmy was in Detroit last night for the draft. J.C. Latham. We'll reconnect with Jim. He hung up on us. I guess he didn't like the compliments we were throwing at him. So we'll get him back on the line. But the Titans select J.C. Latham, 7th overall offensive tackle out of Alabama. Played right tackle for most of his career with the Crimson Tide. Carthon and Callahan both said last night he projects to be the left tackle. We will connect with Jimmy in just a second. So a little bit of a consternation, I guess, if you will, drafting a guy who played right tackle in college at Alabama and moving him to left tackle. Obviously, Joe Alt was the guy that they had targeted, but he had went to the Chargers 2 picks earlier. And so Alt goes to the Chargers as Patton Cook predicted. So I got to give him props for that. He nailed that. And the Titans decide, you know what, we're going to stick and pick at 7, knowing full well that the Giants at 6 were not going to take a tackle. So
quick update, we're going to have Jimmy restart his phone, and I'll call him back. I just wanted to let you know let the people know.
So I saw you over there, like, you know, like the you ever see the old trick where the guy's spinning plates on the sticks, and he's going back and forth, and they're playing the saber dance? I saw you, like, you know,
playing the phone, playing the stream. I'm doing it all.
All right. Well, anyway, while we wait to get Jimmy on the phone, I was trying to tell the folks about J.C. Latham. Interested to get your thoughts. Played right tackle mostly at Alabama. Did a nice job there. Carthon and Callahan said he will be a left tackle here. You know, they don't panic when Joe Alt gets taken by the Chargers. They stick and pick. You know, a lot of people thought, well, with Alt off the board, why don't you trade back? Why don't you maybe go skill position player? From a fan's perspective, Patton, what was your reaction to what they did last night, taking J.C. Latham at 7?
I thought they did the absolute best they could have. The board, as Rand Carthon calls it, playing the board, it played about as worst as it could going up to. You had Joe Alt at 5.
You nailed it, by the way. You said the Chargers were taking Alt.
I did.
I thought for sure he was going to be available at 7.
I wanted it to happen so very badly, Alt going to the Titans, but just kind of had that feeling. And Neighbors, I knew, was not going to make it past your Giants.
Right.
Game you again. Your Giants mess it up again for me.
Well, here's what happened here, right? We tried to trade up the three to get Drake May. When that didn't happen, they said, fine, stick and pick, take Neighbors. And so I'm not that anybody cares, but I'm happy with what the Giants did taking Neighbors. But again, your thoughts on Latham?
Yeah, I thought they did the best they could. Of course, you would have loved to maybe try and gone back. But as we've talked about, as Jimmy's talked about, as everybody has talked about, you got to have a dance partner, and it has to make sense. And I think the one thing that did them in was the teams, the next three or four picks behind them, the team who ended up taking that next quarterback, the Atlanta Falcons, you didn't have that worry that anybody was going to really take a quarterback before a team was looking to pick one. So you didn't have that mystery of, hey, we need to trade up because the the team behind us here is going to take a quarterback. Mm-hmm. It was always going to kind of fall that way. So they didn't have that ability, I think, to trade back to maybe a position they like. They got a tackle, a guy who played a lot of left tackle in high school at IMG. Oh, by the way, that's right, pretty that's stiff competition over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of, there's been a lot of consternation from certain people, you know, saying, well, he played right tackle. Why are you projecting him to be a left tackle? What if it doesn't work out? Well, you know, I'm sure Bill Callahan was consulted, the offensive line coach and the father of Brian Callahan, the head coach, legendary offensive line coach in the National Football League. I'm pretty sure Big Coach, as Rand Carthon calls him, was consulted about this, and they probably said, hey, you know, once Alt was taken, I'm sure the consultation went like, we're fine.
Right.
You can take Latham. Don't panic. Stick and stay. At 7, you'll be fine. Because I'm sure a lot was discussed after Alt went 5 to the Chargers, right?
Yeah, and they mentioned it. They had a pretty good idea Alt was going to go at 5. So they prepared for the scenario.
They had
at 7.
Contingency plan. Jimmy Wyatt joins us, senior writer, editor from TitansOnline.com. Excuse me, TennesseeTitans.com. Jimmy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Working on a couple of hours sleep here, back in recharge and back in Nashville this morning. So doing well.
Yeah, Detroit, I thought they showed up and showed out last night. It looked amazing on TV. What was the atmosphere like there in Detroit for the draft?
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, it shows you the NFL knows what it's doing. I don't know about the decision to have it in Green Bay next year. I can only imagine how cold it might be. It was freezing in Detroit on Wednesday when they had the media availability. But then it warmed up yesterday, blue skies, and it was an incredible crowd, you know, that footprint that they had built out for the draft took up, you know, a good chunk of downtown. So what you saw from the shots on TV that had a huge crowd in front of the stage wasn't all the people, wasn't the entire crowd, because they had other streets where they had smaller TV monitors set up and watch party areas. So it was Detroit did a great job with the draft. You know, Detroit's come a long way from the last time I'd been there, which was 2016, I guess, when Marcus Mariota completed that pass on to the Dolphins against the Lions. And then the time before that I was there, I think it was 2005, if I'm not mistaken, when the Steelers and the Seahawks played in the Super Bowl. So just, you know, in the last, you know, I saw a little bit of the growth, I guess, from 2005 to 16, and then seeing it this year. You know, Detroit was in a much better position to host this draft. I thought they did a great job. Atmosphere was great. And now I'm back in Nashville for the rest of the draft.
Well, I'm glad you made it home safe, Jimmy. All right, J.C. Latham. You know, everybody, I know most people had projected Joe Alt to be there at 7. He wasn't. Chargers take him at 5. It seems to me, and I was just telling Patton this before you came on, it seems to me, you know, there was a contingency plan, and the Titans decide to stick and pick, and they take J.C. Latham, and obviously a guy who played a lot of right tackle at Alabama, but they feel he can move over to the left side and protect Will Levis's blind side. What was the reaction to the pick in the old mailbag? I don't know if you've done one yet, and what are your thoughts on the pick?
I think it's a good pick. Yeah, I haven't looked in the mailbag yet. I know initial Twitter reaction saw a lot of negativity there, and I didn't realize how many these people signing off about the pick knew more about football than Phil Callahan. But I guess some of them do.
A colleague of ours in particular that does afternoon drive down the dial that really did not like the pick.
Well, they need to have him out here teaching some technique in camp this year. I'll be looking to see what he can do to take this O-line to the next level, but. I think I know who you're talking about. I wasn't around to hear it, and it's certainly he's always got a very strong opinion on it.
I'll say this, Jimmy. He sent out a one-word reaction to the pick, and it started with, let me see.
One of those four-word nice ones.
It started with the sixth letter of the alphabet. I'll just leave it at that.
well, I guess it wasn't fast.
No.
Yeah.
Or fantastic.
Freaking awesome.
Well, it's, I mean, you got to trust, you know, Bill Callahan and certainly is reason to trust him based on his track record, not only coaching offensive line, but coaching players who have played right previously and then moved on to left. I don't think there was any conversation when the time came time for the Titans to pick. I think if Marvin Harrison would have been there, I think he would have been the pick, just because I think he probably, most people would agree, he might have been the very best player in this draft. You know, I think, you know, if Alt would have been there, would have been more interesting, but I felt going in, it was going to be one of those three, Harrison, Alt, or Latham. And when those other two guys were gone, I don't think there's any hesitation. Latham was the pick. You know, he's a big, strong, physical,
huge,
athletic.
Man. He's huge.
Yeah, and I talked to him a little bit on Wednesday at this availability, and he just talked about how great a visit he had, and he said an amazing visit with Bill Callahan, and it kind of had a feeling, I think, that he was going to end up in Tennessee, and then talked to him, you know, was with him last night after the pick was made, and he certainly was fired up about being here and what he thinks he can do on this offensive line. So, you know, well, I remember people were critical of the Derrick Henry pick. I'll just say that. Everybody, you know, is free to say what they want to.
Jimmy, I'll raise my hand.
Yeah, and I didn't know that you were, but I appreciate you. appreciate you taking ownership of it. I remember there was a big outcry from people who didn't like the Henry pick, and we saw how that turned out. And then sometimes people have been right. You know, sometimes people didn't like the Isaiah Wilson pick, and he didn't pan out. You know, people didn't, like the Caleb Farley pick, and he's still struggling to find his way. So, you know, sometimes the immediate analysis and opinions on picks are right, but I certainly would trust, again, Bill Callahan more than most people.
Jim, do you think they really had much interest from other teams in terms of trading into that number 7 spot, just kind of with what the teams behind them looked like in terms of quarterback needs?
I mean, I think so. I mean, I'm just judging that based off of what Rand said, you know, after the pick was made last night. And I have to be honest with you, I haven't even had a chance to watch the press conference here, because after Latham was picked, I was with him and was spending time going through, I guess, the draft footprint with him and talking to him and getting stories ready. And the time I was talking to him, I think, is the time the press conference going on here. But I did see where Rand Carthon, I've read the quote sheet, and certainly he said that they had some interest, but they didn't want to take a chance on moving back. And I think a total of eight tackles went in the first round. You know, people say, oh, the Titans, you know, could have moved back and still gotten them, or the Titans should have taken something else and gotten them in the second round. Well, if you do that, look how thinned out the offensive line group is now. And then if you got a guy that you'll really like and believe in, then you pick him. And that's what they did. And we'll watch his maturation process and his ability to transition to left. We'll watch that start when the rookie camp starts here in 2 weeks.
Not JC, but Jim, what was JC like in person? You mentioned getting to talk to him a couple times. I saw you talk to him immediately after. What kind of a player and young man is he?
And Carthon was saying he's a funny guy. He's got jokes. So I'll be talking to him later today. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
He was funny. Yeah, he was funny, kind of cutting up, and had a good, you know, certainly a good sense of humor. I mean, he one of the things I asked him about immediately, I said, did you not know Roger Goodell had back surgery recently?
I was scared for Roger Goodell. I was like, oh my God.
And
folks, if you missed it, he came out and bear hugged Roger Goodell, who had back surgery 3 weeks ago. And hey, I give Roger credit. He's a tough guy. He's a former college football player, but the look on his face was like, damn.
And picked him up off the ground.
Yeah. Six 342-pound monster picking him up.
JC was laughing about that. He sounded like he had gotten the technique on the bear hug approved. Like, as long as he didn't get him, I think he said Roger had back shirt in the lower back, so if he got him a little bit higher and picked him up, he should be okay. So he thinks he executed the technique well on that one. And, you know, so he talked about that. He talked certainly about, you know, the emotions of being drafted. He talked, his mother talked about how much, how proud his great grandmother would be of him. And that's somebody it sounds like is very important part of his life. He talked to Will Levis when I was waiting to talk to him. He was talking to Levis on the phone already.
Nice.
And Levis was welcoming to town. So he talked about that. And again, talked about Callahan, the time he spent with him here, talked about Nashville and how he loves to just chill on his off days or bye weeks, and he knows there's a lot of good lakes in the Nashville area. So if you see a 6'6", 320-pounder in a pontoon boat out somewhere bass fishing, it could very well be J.C. Latham.
That's funny. Wow. Well, I hope
I'm sure him. I'm sure him. I bet him and Jerry would go out and have a few fishing dates. Take him out on Old Hickory Lake.
Yeah,
and,
two go out, only one comes
right,
back.
No.
Yeah, Jerry better have on that life jacket.
I'm stranded in the middle of the lake. Stick around tonight, Jimmy. One pick scheduled for the Titans, 38. You know, what does your instincts tell you they may go with their second round pick?
Yeah, and you know, it's just such a flurry.
Right.
It's funny. That's the one thing about being at the draft. You kind of, like last night when I got done with everything I was doing, I went back and said, okay, well, this is how the rest of the draft played out. So I haven't looked real closely at what's best available. I know there's a couple of good receivers are available. I know some good defensive linemen are available. I could see, either that position, you know, mm-hmm. being a possibility at 38. You know, I think a lot really depends on just what the board looks like. And
sure.
if there's one player they have really highly graded, then you just take them. But, you know, it is interesting. I would be curious to see whether, you know, this is a pick. And again, I think everything's on the table. At this point, I could see him taking one of those position groups, but I also think they could get some interest in this pick as well, and maybe that's where you move back and pick up a little extra draft capital. So I am glad it's relatively early tonight, and
yes.
And hopefully it'll be early. Now, by what will happen, since I'm talking, looking forward to it being early pick, is they'll trade back, and then they'll have a couple of we'll be going into the
multiple
night. I need
trade
to get some
backs.
Sleep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it wraps pretty early and get some sleep.
Well, Jimmy, yeah, speaking of that, I know you're sleep-deprived. You've been working hard. Great job in Detroit. We
yep.
appreciate you coming on with us bright and early. I'll probably catch up with you later today, but great job as always. Thanks for coming on, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I got to see Jelly Roll in Detroit, too. That was on the highlights, and then maybe he could slide in and play a little guard for you next to
yeah,
late.
We'll get Jarrett to coach him up, so he'll be fine.
Yeah.
thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
He'll be starting week one. Yeah.
Thanks,
okay,
Jimmy.
We'll see
you, buddy. All right, there he goes. Jimmy Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com. We'll take a break. Check in with Ryan Callahan. Go Vols 24-7 next. Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now that's a big deal. Developed by its doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by the Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Stretching the pitch. Swung on, lifted left field. That might get out of here. That's in the bullpen. Home run, Sean Murphy.
Tonight, it's a big interleague matchup at Truist Park in Atlanta as Austin Riley and the Braves take on the Cleveland Guardians.
Pregame coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Welcome back. Coming to you from the Striking Spare Family Fun Center Studios, by the way. I forgot to mention that in segment one. John Burton, the General, Patton Cook, JB and the General. WNSR, he joins us every Friday. Ryan Callahan, not Brian Callahan, Ryan Callahan from Go Vols 24/7. Ryan, good morning. How you doing, man?
Doing well, and yeah, I don't have a draft pick to celebrate, unlike him. So
that's where we're going to start. No Vols picked yet in the draft. What is going on here, Ryan?
Yeah, this is a we knew going in this was going to be a quieter draft for Tennessee, so no surprise that no one went last night, and for that matter, the rest of the draft will still be relatively quiet, but you should. All indications are there's a good chance you will hear the first Vols name called tonight. We think Jalen Wright is likely to go, probably more likely in the third round as opposed to the second round, but he is, you know, widely considered one of the top running backs in this draft. You know, of course, no running backs went last night, so
right.
He should be one of those guys that comes off the board tonight, but we'll see where he goes. And you know, beyond that, we'll see. There's a lot of unknowns for Tennessee, really, in this draft class, and you know, some wide ranging projections for guys like Joe Milton that you just don't know if they're for sure going to be a late round pick or undrafted free agent. So we'll see. There's a chance Tennessee just has, you know, maybe a couple guys drafted. There's a chance that, you know, up to three or four if things fall their way.
Now, J.C. Latham played the Vols twice, Ryan, at right tackle. Anything stand out in your memory in those two games of him?
Yeah, he's obviously, as you saw in the highlights last night. I mean, he's just a big, strong guy that when he get, you know, even lined up against James Pierce in some situations last year, I thought he did a really good job. The talent is obviously there for Latham, and he was a big time prospect coming out of high school too. So you know, If I'm betting on J.C. Latham's future, I'll be surprised if he's not a really good NFL player. He's had the pedigree. Wherever he fits in, whether he stays at left tackle or goes back to right tackle where he played mostly at Alabama, he's going to be good somewhere. I feel like he's got a pretty high floor. From what I saw of him against Tennessee, he's a really sturdy guy that's going to move some people in the run game, and
If he gets his hands on you, he doesn't get beat very often when that's the case. So he's, I think he's really good, and I think that's that seems like a good fit. When I heard that was the name, I kind of wondered, was that the guy Bill Callahan wanted all along? Because he seems like a Bill Callahan kind of guy. He likes big, strong linemen. That's absolutely what J.C. Latham is. So yeah, he was definitely good against Tennessee and was a big part of Alabama kind of turning around that game against Tennessee in the second half. They played much better up front, and he was certainly one of the guys that they had trouble getting around when their pass rush kind of slowed down the second half.
You mentioned Jalen Wright, and you also mentioned Milton. I'm sure you get asked about this every day about Joe Milton. Obviously did not have a very good Senior Bowl at all, did not play well. You know, testing, I mean, the guy's a great athlete with a great arm. I'm sure, you know, his testing was through the roof. What do you think the realistic expectation would be for Joe Milton? Are we thinking, you know, late, maybe sixth or seventh round pick, or maybe UDFA?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because, you know, obviously once you start talking about a seventh round pick projection, you know, it doesn't take much for someone to go undrafted in that situation. And, you know, obviously from a player's perspective, sometimes you might prefer to go undrafted at that point.
Sure, because then you can pick the team you want to go to, right? Yeah.
Yep. So I don't know. That's going to be interesting. Something tells me he gets drafted just because he probably might be worth the late flyer to somebody. And we've already seen obviously a good number of quarterbacks come off the board. You know, not that the late round guys are seen as anything close to what the early guys are viewed as, but still just the thirst for quarterbacks. You know, there are going to be some teams out there that still just want somebody that, you know, a backup, a number three, whatever. And it might be intrigued by the arm strength and don't want to take their chances on getting him as an undrafted free agent. So there have been enough projections out there of him going late in the draft that my guess is he gets picked somewhere. But, you know, as you said, he didn't have a great Senior Bowl. He's obviously, there are questions about him from his college career that a lot of people might have. The fact that he's been at two different, you know, major programs and you know, I wouldn't say he lit it up at either one. He certainly did better at Tennessee, but didn't make enough progress to where you can say those concerns that he had at Michigan are behind him. So, I think there are some real reasons to think that he's going to slide, you know, pretty far at least, but, you know, we'll see it. All it takes is one team, and with that arm, with that athleticism, you know, hey, we've seen NFL teams before. But, you know, kind of be infatuated with someone's skill set and saying, I can fix him. So at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if he went as early as the fifth round. But yeah, I think he's going to be a late round pick, and it'll be interesting to see where he ends up. There have been some projections of the Bills maybe taking him as, I guess, maybe people seeing some similarities between his build and skill set and Josh Allen's. You know, I don't know. So we'll see if that ends up coming to fruition. But I think he gets drafted somewhere.
Ryan, I wanted to ask you, of course, McIntyre has now been signed, and he's at the point now where he's trying to bring in some maybe guys in his class at the wide receiver position and other positions, O-line, offense, kind of everything. In your time following recruiting, how real is that quarterback influence when it kind of comes to having other guys maybe join the party? Is that real? Because you hear fans talk about it.
Yeah, it's an interesting question because now I think in the NIL era, I think it's different. You know, a few years ago, I think there was some real traction to that you had coattails a little more, as a big time quarterback that you could get players to join you. Now, I think most players are looking out for themselves so much that it might not be as much of a factor. I think it can help, for sure. And there's no question some value in having a guy like George McIntyre or a couple of years Nico Iamaliava. But we saw Nico 2 years ago, and this was in the very beginning of the NIL era, of course, but he had a little bit of trouble getting guys to follow him. And in some cases, I think that was because of NIL and players just looking out for themselves. In some cases, though, it might have been because he was recruiting players that were mostly across the country from him. You know, he was from California, didn't know a lot of the guys personally for very long that Tennessee was recruiting. So that's where George McIntyre has an advantage. He knows guys all over the Southeast. You know, David Sanders, the five-star offensive tackle from Charlotte, North Carolina, they visited multiple schools together. They were at Alabama and some other schools together last year in addition to visiting Tennessee. So they have a real connection there. And Sanders will be a good test case for that because they do have a really close connection. So, you know, McIntyre is certainly doing his best to see what he can pull off. But I do think at the end of the day, most guys, especially the high-end players, are kind of looking at what makes most sense for them. And in a lot of cases, NIL is obviously a major factor.
The dust has settled from the spring game, kind of guys leaving in and out. Anything substantial these past couple of days happened, Ryan?
No, it's been quiet so far. You know, obviously last week you had Elijah Herring, the linebacker originally from Murfreesboro, heading into the transfer portal, and that was not a surprise because you know that's sort of the thing coaches have to deal with a lot these days. He's a guy that started 11 games last year and didn't want to go back to a rotational sort of role with Keenan Peely coming back. You know, just a guy that wants a chance to start. So. That one, you know, disappointing for Tennessee. They didn't want to lose an experienced guy like that. That would have been a very good, you know, essentially number three linebacker to have. But those kinds of things are, it's tough to keep depth like that in the transfer portal era. So, you know, that's been the one defection so far. No additions. And frankly, we're not sure what Tennessee might still do as far as adding anyone. There's a chance they still could add someone if the right player's out there at a different position or two. But there, it's been pretty quiet, no visits set up. So kind of a quiet spring overall. I don't think they're totally out of the woods yet. I think there still could be another player or two to enter the portal before the window closes, which obviously runs through the end of the month. But they're closing in on that, and we'll obviously have our answer pretty soon. But yeah, it's mostly been pretty quiet for them compared to some teams, and that's not unusual because we've seen, you know, Josh Heupel and his staff have kind of benefited from, you know, the culture within their program. There's not been a lot of guys who have been eager to leave unless their situations kind of just force them to look elsewhere for playing time.
Ryan Callahan is our guest. Go Vols 24/7 at Ryan Callahan 247 on Twitter X. Well, the football program may not have landed anybody, but basketball sure did. Felix Okpara transferring in from Ohio State. That's a nice get for Rick Barnes' squad, no?
That's a very nice get, and that certainly patches things up after the surprising tandem of departures, at least, well, it looks like departures in the transfer portal, Jonas Adu and Tobe Awaka. You know, obviously, some people wondered, okay, will Awaka maybe return, knowing that Adu is leaving? That hasn't happened to this point. So with both of those guys still in the portal, Tennessee had to have somebody in the post. And for that matter, they also picked up a commitment from a high school post player, Dwayne Brown, out of Hoover, Alabama. So nice couple of additions there for Tennessee that certainly look have the outlook for the future of Tennessee's post play. Looking a lot better with those two now expected to leave. But, yeah, with each day that passes, it certainly looks like the chances of Tobe Awaka returning get slimmer. So they had to have somebody. And Okpara, you know, once he popped up in the portal, that name made a lot of sense. You know, he played high school basketball in Chattanooga, was I think, immediately interested in the possibility at Tennessee, and obviously a good spot for him because they need somebody who can sort of fit him into the lineup and what he can bring, I think makes Tennessee a better team. You know, he's the kind of guy they really didn't have. He's a good rim protector. He's a good shot blocker. That, you know, Jonas Adu, for all his pluses on the offensive end, especially as we saw in the NCAA tournament, could get out muscled in the paint. And so they could use someone like Okpara, that can do some of the things he can do. So I think that's a really nice pickup for Tennessee and certainly makes them a more complete team, and now we'll see what else they can get in the portal because they could still use at least another guy or two that can make a difference on this next season's team.
Have you heard anything on Cade Tyson, the Belmont basketball player in the portal right now, Ryan? Apparently Tennessee's highly favored in that.
Yeah, the early buzz in that one was that North Carolina might be the favorite, but the longer that one's gone, the more it sounds like Tennessee really does have some traction still. So I think there's still a possibility he could end up at Tennessee. That's certainly one of the more interesting ones to watch right now. And we're watching Igor Milicic as well. That one, I think, is trending Tennessee's direction. So they're certainly not done in the portal, and there's still a potentially big addition or two out there for Tennessee if things fall their way. But yeah, certainly Tyson is the one we're sort of most intrigued by at the moment. But after some initial buzz about North Carolina, it does sound like as the smoke is cleared that Tennessee really is in that one and still has a real shot as of right now.
Baseball team just continues to mash. I mean, this lineup is unbelievable. Is this sustainable in your mind, Ryan, the way they're hitting the ball?
It's hard to say it's not. Yeah, I mean, right. we're pretty far into the season and it hasn't slowed down. So, it's pretty amazing. And against a really good team like Kentucky, they were able to go on the road and continue to do damage. Like any team that plays that way, I think we're seeing that, you know, you're not going to sweep many teams playing that way. But it's hard not to win two out of three when you can hit the ball as consistently as they do. So they're an interesting team to me as far as their postseason outlook, because I don't know if their pitching is quite good enough for them to make a run to win it all. But their offense is just so hard to slow down for nine innings that you can't count them out of any game they're in. And they do have good pitching. It's just a little shaky depending on where you catch them in the rotation, but
sure.
They're a really good team for sure, and certainly not the first team to have some question marks here and there about pitching in college baseball. But still, their offense when they've got it going, they're nearly impossible to slow down, and they obviously showed that against Kentucky last weekend. Big series went for them to go on the road and pull that one off against a team that was playing really well.
Ryan, as always, we appreciate the time and the knowledge. Have a wonderful weekend, my friend. We'll talk to you next
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely. Yeah, enjoy the rest of the draft, guys.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a Thank lot you, of Ryan. Fun, man. And, oh, by the way, we got the hockey playoffs, too. So
That's right. Fun time.
Thank you, my man.
Appreciate it.
All right. Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7. All right. We show us off to a hot start. We had two awesome guests to start. We'll take a break, take a breath, and then you and I will chat up a little bit, and we'll get the people involved. 615-844-5600, call or text WNSR.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I love to own a house, so I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're talking to Nick Caserio. I'm not sure how much you're willing to divulge in terms of the trade for Stephon Diggs, but how did that deal go down?
It wasn't something that we necessarily had on the radar. It wasn't necessarily something I think Buffalo was necessarily shopping. At some point, we felt there was an opportunity for us. And I think if you look around the league, just teams are more open-minded. In the end, every team has to do what they feel is in their best interest. And in the end, we were able to work out an agreement with Steph and get him on the team.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Friday edition. I think it's Friday. I have no idea what day it is. I don't know where I'm at. I've been running around like a... I've been busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest, I can tell you that. But it's all good. It's all love. And for the first time today, we go to the phones. Let's talk to the people.
And now, it's time for the NFL Roundup with our guy, Eric.
And that music can only mean one thing. It is time to go around the National Football League, night one of the NFL draft in the books. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, John, you've run into any dogs that are trying to read MRIs, have you?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Hey, listen, before I get to the Titans and ask this draft, I just wanted to get, what did you think about your Giants getting Malik Nabers?
I love it. You know, I guess they tried to move up to three to take Drake May, but the Patriots weren't willing to budge, so... they did the smart thing. They didn't reach for anybody, J.J. McCarthy. They stayed at seven. They got an explosive wide receiver that's going to be a true number one target for them. So I love what they did.
Yeah, and, you know, I do too, because there were a lot of people, of course, supposed experts thought they made a mistake not drafting McCarthy. But I definitely think they would be better off just getting weapons to help Daniel Jones.
And we saw what happened the last time they reached for a quarterback that high in the draft, and we're still paying for it. So.
Yeah. I just was not bought in on J.J. McCarthy and all that type of stuff. And maybe it'll work out with the Vikings. I don't know. But
the Vikings, but they didn't have to move up to get him, I don't think. Well, maybe they did. I don't know.
Well, one, they traded with the Jets.
Yeah. But they gave up a lot to move up one spot, you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't have given up, like, a whole bunch of picks to get him. I just thought that was insane. But as far as the Titans, and, of course, you mentioned earlier, it's just hilarious. And I'm glad I don't do social media like Twitter or X or Facebook. They were saying one of three things. They either should have drafted Brock Bowers, or they should have gotten a receiver, or they should have traded down. It's just, it's hilarious. I had no problem with the pick. And it's like, give them a chance. You can't say this is the same old Titans. It's a new regime.
Yeah, I
had absolutely no problem with the pick.
Yeah, you know, and Patton, I want your thoughts on this because, listen, Bowers would have been an interesting, you know, pick at seven. He was on the board. He was available. I would have listened to that. I wouldn't have hated that, but
I think they looked at it and they said we can't have happen what happened last year.
Exactly. How many sacks did they give up last year?
Like, I don't know how many sacks, but the 11% of their dropbacks ended in sacks.
See, that's the thing
that led the league.
And I've been saying this all week, Eric. You know, take it from me as a Giants fan. When your offensive line is bad, the entire rest of your team is stuck in the mud. You can't do anything until you get your offensive line fixed. I don't care how many good skilled players you have. I don't care how good your defense is. I don't care how good your coaching is. If you don't have a solid offensive line, you are stuck in the mud. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, guys, I think of the 32 teams, they were 31st in giving up sacks. I think the only team that might have been worse.
You're probably right.
Was maybe Carolina or something like that. I don't know. But, yeah, they were next to last as far as giving up sacks. It's just, you're right. They had to do something with the offensive line. It's just interesting, of course, and everybody was talking about what Atlanta
did.
Well,
I just like the fact that they didn't panic after Alt went five to the Chargers. Yeah. They said, you know what? No, we can still get a good tackle. We can still, you know, it's obvious that's what they were targeting in round one.
Yeah. No, you're right. And also – what all the talk about Atlanta did get Michael Penix Jr. Boy. I was surprised. I really thought they were going to go for the defensive end. It was interesting that defense didn't go until like the 15th pick for the Colts and stuff. But
did Arthur Blank? Know, was there a report that Arthur Blank went off on his GM after making that pick?
Well, there's a video of the GM looking like he's explaining something to Arthur Blank. I don't know what that was, but there's a video
Kirk
of it.
Cousins' agent was like, "What are they doing? Why did they do that?"
Had no idea until they were on the clock.
That's a curious pick. But they've had a curious offseason. You know, they interviewed Belichick twice and didn't hire him, and now they signed Kirk Cousins and then they draft Michael Penix Jr. I don't know.
And a couple more things, guys, about yesterday, and then I'll get off. Also, I was surprised what Buffalo did trading up. Trading down with Kansas City and then trading out the first round where they need wide receiver help and let Kansas City get supposedly one of the best wide receivers in the draft.
It's I love what Kansas City did last night.
It
beat
was great.
Goes on.
And I'm sure you'll talk about this more, too, the fact that before the draft even started, A.J. Brown now is the highest-paid wide receiver in football. 3 years, $96 million, $84 million guaranteed. So, you know, but... And, of course, Michael Parsons being upset saying that the Eagles were lucky.
What's the talk about there? I mean, he got paid, you know? He's a good wide
receiver. Yeah, I got no problem with it. Hey, more power to him. I got no problem with it, but I don't, you know, Titans fans hear that. So, but anyway, but we'll see what happens. Guys, y'all have a great weekend. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
3 years ago, John, the master class from John Robinson.
That's a night you'll never forget.
Never.
Two nights I know you'll never forget, the Cincinnati playoff loss and the night on draft night 3 years ago when they traded A.J. Brown to Philadelphia.
And I was told, Patton, you just don't know football, all right?
Who told you that?
You got a younger, healthier A.J. Brown. That's what I was told. Faster, too. Healthy, by the way.
Okay, well... First time I saw him at rookie minicamp, I was like, so this is the guy that's going to replace A.J. Brown? You know, you had A.J. Brown, who was carved out of granite, and then you had Treylon Burks, bless his heart, with a little spare tire running around and couldn't even finish a non-contact practice. I was like,
I remember you came on the next day, he can't do what? He looked how?
Oh, well, listen, I'm pulling for the guy. I really am.
Bless his heart.
Treylon Burks is a great kid, and, you know, it's going to be a big year for him. Make or break, I think.
One way or the other.
Speaking of breaks, let's take one right now. We'll close out our number one. Stick around.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
It's a Bill King Show.
If I ever told you my disdain for spring games, they are useless, they are irrelevant, they are not representative of a real college football game, nor does it tell you what you need to be looking out for once your team gets on the field for fall games that do count, that do go in the record books, and do mean something.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Well, this show is flying by. A lot going on in hour number one, night one of the NFL draft. Titans have the 38th pick overall tonight in round two, pending a move or a trade or something like that. By the way, game three, Predators Canucks tonight at Bridgestone Arena, which is going to be an absolute madhouse. That series tied 1-1. Bruno and the players were talking yesterday about needing to generate more offense because they got 4 goals the other night. I know one was an empty netter, so you don't even count that. But you got 3 goals last night on not a lot of shots. They have not generated a lot of shots on goal, and they'd like that to increase. But
neither teams have.
Right.
Really, all series, it's been pretty bare in that department.
So what's the latest on Demko? I'm assuming he's not going to be available tonight.
I will look. But I would expect that to be the same.
Right. Casey DeSmith did not do he wasn't terrible, but certainly wasn't very good Tuesday night as the Preds won to even the series. So I maintain what I've been saying all week. I think the advantage, the pendulum has definitely swung in favor of the Preds here. They got an opportunity in a 1-1 series to really take a stranglehold of this series and maybe win 2 games at home and go back to Vancouver up 3-1 with a chance to clinch. I'm kind of leaning towards Patton. Whoever wins tonight is probably going to win the series. Is that fair?
I like that. I'm seeing here, this is on Twitter, Sarah Sivian, who is followed by the Nashville Predators and a lot of credible people.
What up, Sarah?
I'm hearing that Thatcher Demko is done for the rest of the playoffs.
That's been widely rumored.
Right.
I know the Vancouver Canucks will probably officially list him as day-to-day, so... Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Casey DeSmith for the rest of the way. And so he's going to have to come up big for his team, and they're going to have to play better in front of him.
Yep.
But if I'm the Preds, I feel like, you know, there's blood in the water, and you got an opportunity here. Like I said, tonight's going to be absolutely bananas. And, you know, I'll be interested to see if the Vancouver Canucks can really, you know, weather the storm.
He also didn't travel to Nashville.
Okay. All right.
So he's definitely out at least tonight.
Yeah,
probably
he's
in game four.
He's probably done. So I guess he heard it like sometime during game one, but kind of played through it.
Right. I didn't notice anything at all.
Yeah. Man, he played pretty well.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe I ought to throw him back out there. Kidding, of course.
So 6:30 start tonight. By the way, News Channel 5 Sports, we're going to be taking over the 6:30 to 7 part of the news tonight. It's going to be called Friday Sports Central.
Oh.
And so Steve's going to be live at the arena, you know, getting you ready for game three. I'll be in studio talking about the draft. I'm scheduled to speak with J.C. Latham later today, so we'll have that for you. And the Keeper of the Cup will be in studio. Now, here's the thing. The Stanley Cup is in town. But as per tradition, they are not bringing it to the arena. They don't bring it to the arena, but the Stanley Cup is in town. So the keeper of the cup is going to join me in studio live during the special to talk about it because...
Will you have it there with you?
Yes, the Stanley Cup will be in the News Channel 5 offices. How about that? In the News Channel 5 studio tonight.
Will you touch it, John?
I will not touch the cup.
Okay.
I might take a picture with it, but I will not touch the cup. I promise you that.
Preds fans rejoice everywhere.
You never touch the cup. You don't touch the money when you're gambling. You know, when you're at the poker table or the blackjack table, you don't touch the money. You don't touch the cup. Do not touch the cup. I will let the keeper of the cup handle that, but I may take a picture with it. Is that
yeah, that's fine.
Preds fans won't kill me for that, right?
No.
All right. Hope not. All right. Coming up, hour number two, we got plenty to get into. Your reaction to the Titans picking up J.C. Latham, 7th overall tonight. What do you expect the Titans to do tonight and later in the draft? And also, we'll continue to get you ready. I can't talk this morning. We will continue to get you ready for Game 3, Predators Canucks. Stick around. Hour number two coming right at you.
I'm Sherry Preston. Defense lawyers in Donald Trump's hush money trial are cross-examining former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who has been testifying on the stand about his efforts to protect Trump from negative stories ahead of the 2016 election. Current President Joe Biden in New York for a fundraiser last night. This morning is talking with SiriusXM host Howard Stern as part of a live interview. Reaction continuing to come in to the reversal of Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction. Here's ABC News legal contributor Shauna Lloyd.
They found that these overturning of these criminal convictions for sexual assault really speaks to the fact that the criminal justice system doesn't understand the nuances in sexual assault cases. Consent is a very big issue, but it's a very complicated issue that can't be ruled on in this way.
Hundreds of arrests on college campuses this week. Students protesting continued military action and Israeli occupation of Gaza. Today was the deadline for Columbia students to disperse. This is ABC News.
The Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WNSR.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our radio program, JB and the General, WNSR, John Burton, the General, Patton Cook, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Night one of the NFL draft is in the books. The Titans take J.C. Latham, offensive tackle out of Alabama, played right tackle, is going to switch over to left tackle. A lot of consternation about that. A lot of people saying it was a reach pick, it was a this, it was a that. How about we see how it plays out, okay? I'm no cheerleader for the Titans, okay? I'm an independent Titans observer. I am not a Titans fan. I am friend of Titans fan. And as your friend, Titans fans, chill out. Let's see how it plays out. The Titans believe in this kid. They think he can play the left side. Obviously, Bill Callahan, the offensive line coach, who's an absolute stud and a legend in this game. As an O-line coach, you know, Brian's dad believes he can play the left side. Let's see how it plays out. I mean, everybody thinks they're an NFL GM. Everybody thinks, especially numbskull down the dial, who typed one word and tweeted it after the pick was made, which started with the sixth letter of the alphabet. You don't know what you don't know. Let's get him in here. Let's get him coached up. He's a big, strong guy. You know he's competitive. He played at Ala-freaking-Bama. Let's give him a shot. Fair?
Yes, and this won't be the first time he's ever been at left tackle. Now, high school's different, but if there's as any close to a college program in America, it's IMG, and that's where he was for 2 years, playing left tackle at a really high rate. He was a five-star coming out of high school.
Yeah, and he's 21 years old. I said this last night to Brian. I said he's 21 years old, so it wasn't that long.
Correct. Know,
He was in high school not that long ago.
Yeah, didn't need to be in college that long because this is pretty apparent. This guy's pretty darn good. And I'll say this, we can play some Callahan stuff later.
Yeah.
I think Brian Callahan learned his first lesson last night, and he opened up the conversation that maybe it won't work at left tackle. And that gave...
That gave
ability to other reporters.
And Paul Kaharsky, you can say it.
Gave Paul the ability to say, well, if he's not going to be your left tackle, who's going to be your left tackle?
That means you don't have a left tackle.
So I think he
and
learned.
Brian kind of got caught there. He's like, well, yeah, okay. And you know, and Paul's right, but Paul presented it in his own way.
He did,
as Paul likes to do, and I love Paul. I'm a big Paul guy. Paul, you know, I love him. I love his whole shtick, his whole deal. You know, I know he rubs a lot of people the wrong way, turns a lot of people off. You know, I get what he's saying, and he's right.
He is right.
He's right, but, you know.
But Brian Callahan just should have said, we're really confident about him being our next
right.
left tackle.
That's a lesson learned for Brian.
Which, it's fine. I mean, make the mistakes now, not on fourth and two at your own 30 and you punt the ball away. make the mistakes here at the press conferences.
Yeah.
You can misspeak all you want.
Right. So, you know, I just I'm willing to see how it plays out. I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt to the Titans coaching staff, to Rand Carthon. I mean, the guys, Rand Carthon's hit nothing but doubles and home runs all off seasons, I think. You know, some may argue that, and that's fine. You can. 615-844-5600. You can call us. If you don't like the pick, if you like the pick, text us, whatever you want. But I'm willing to give benefit of the doubt. I'm willing to see how it plays out. You know, I think this guy has the athletic ability at 6'7 and 360 pounds or 6'6 or whatever he is. He's a huge man. And, you know they have to get this pick right because you have to protect the blind side of your potential franchise quarterback in Will Levis. And I've been saying it since February that this offseason is all about the continued development of Will Levis, and you got to protect him. Because if you have a young quarterback getting his brains beat in and, you know, getting pancaked, trust me, you know, as a Giants fan, like, not all of Daniel Jones's failures have been his fault. You know, the organization's kind of screwed him over. You know, not giving him weapons, giving him a horrible offensive line to work behind. But, you know, just the fit isn't there. So if this is going to work with Levis, you got to protect him. You got to give him weapons. And, you know, I'll say it again. You don't have a good offensive line, your team is stuck in the mud. Right. You can have a great defense, great skill position players, great coaching. Your offensive line fuels the rest of your entire team, offense, defense, and special teams. It affects everything.
Yep. Well, and you look at when this franchise was at its best, it was heavily reliant on that offensive line. Not just Taylor Lewan, but you look back at
Kevin White, Michael Roos, you know, Ben Jones, Roger Saffold.
Right, Bruce Matthews. I mean, right. You go down the line, and I think this guy is one of those. I want to go through some stats. People love these cold, hard stats that we've got over here.
Give me the stats. Give me the stats, Pat.
So, two seasons is really what he was a starter with at Alabama. His freshman year, like many at the offensive line, didn't play a whole lot, but his last two seasons started every single game at right tackle, never missed a game, played a total of 1,748 snaps these past 2 years at the University of Alabama. In those, allowed 20 hurries and 2 sacks.
Yep.
So the guy has played plenty. He's young, barely just turned 21. He's kind of on the range of the Malik Nabers. He's not even 21 yet, John. Your guy's still 20.
I can't even take him out to Broadway and give him a celebratory drink.
No.
Yeah, he's a young guy. He's a big, strong guy. And, you know, listen, I said this in the first hour. He played at Alabama, so he's highly competitive. You know he's ready to get in there and mix it up. He's a physical guy. And, yeah, will there be adjustment going back to left tackle? Yes, there will be. But the Titans weighed the options, and they believe that he can do it. And so, like I said, you know, at some point you have to trust your front office. And I get it, you know. And a lot of people, like us, you were saying, or somebody was saying, tweeting out, oh, here we go, same old Titans, you know, it's John Robinson all over again. I think they're scared off because of the Isaiah Wilson disaster. Is that part of it?
There's a little bit of that. And to everybody listening, J.C. Latham doesn't have a bad back at 21. He's injury-wise, he said it in the press conference last night, the worst he's ever had, and I'm knocking on wood while I'm saying this.
Yes.
Sprained ankle is the worst thing he's ever had. He said in his high school and college career, he's never missed a practice and he's never missed a game.
Well, he probably just jinxed himself. But that's good. Yeah.
But I think there's levels to this. And one more stat for you.
Yes.
41 knockdowns last year for J.C. Latham. Now, what is a knockdown? Knocking people on their asses.
Pancake.
Did that 41 times last year.
Pancake block.
So it's... this guy's as physical, probably more physical than Joe Alt, not as polished, but I've heard now experts who are experts. They say he's got the highest upside of any tackle in this draft. Now,
well,
the floor
if anybody
is a
can get
lower.
That upside out of him, don't you think it's Bill Callahan?
Yep, and that's been the buzzword of the afternoon, I think.
So listen, if you disagree with the pick or you think we're nuts, give us a call, 615-844-5600. You know, don't just hide behind a keyboard. You know, let your voice and you know, put your name on it. 615-844-5600. We'll hear from Callahan and Carthon from the press conference last night in just a second. But first, Tony joins us from Nolensville. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys. I thought you forgot about me. Been on hold a long time.
Charge it to our heads and not our hearts, Tony. What do you got?
Well, I'm on record. I like the guy. I like him as a tackle, but I don't like him as our left tackle. Last year, we drafted a left tackle, made him a guard. This year, we're drafting a right tackle, going to try to make him a left tackle. I think the edge rushers in the NFL are licking their chops right now. I think they are. That's coming off that side.
Why can't he be a left tackle, Tony?
Yeah, why don't you believe he can be a good left tackle in this league? What gives you pause?
I was fixing to say before you interrupted me.
Sorry.
I do think we need to show. Play it out, and let's wait and see. But at the same time, you know, I think, you know, it takes a year to learn your footsteps, learn your drop.
But he's learned it already, Tony. He's done it in high school. He's done it just as long in high school than he did at Alabama.
I do it in the NFL, Pat. High school's not the NFL.
Well, college isn't the NFL either.
No, but you're playing against a lot more talented athletes than a lot of them are.
At IMG Academy?
The SEC get drafted as indicative of how many numbers, once again, the SEC put in last night.
Okay, so but, Tony, that being said, what would you have done then last night?
Well, who was still on the board.
Alt's off the board. He went to the Chargers. Would you have traded down? Would you have drafted another LT?
On the board wasn't, was it Basu? Is that the way you say his name? Wasn't he and Uguay? Wasn't they still both on the board?
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't as projected and, as high as J.C. Latham.
Just 2 weeks ago, people were talking about it either needed to be Alt or one of those two there. And so we're going to take a right tackle. And like I say, I hope he pans out. I hope he gets the pancake block. I hope he gets the knockdown. But I also think it's a year or two that's going to be in the learning process also. Do y'all agree with that?
I really don't, Tony, because it's going to be a learning process no matter what. For any rookie tackle,
this whole team's a learning process.
It's not easy at all.
But I mean, hey, we can go cover every position on that.
Right, exactly.
But I'm just at this particular position, though. I just think, you know, I mean, we're building. I know for the future, but we're also building for now. And when you went out and got the center, you did. You get out. We've got our going to be a 2 year left guard. I just think it was. I just think it's the transformation from right side to left side. It might not be that different, but we have seen in the past. It is that much different.
But he's done it before, Tony. So this isn't the first time he's ever played left tackle. I know it's different.
But
what we heard last night from a guy whose dad is the best O-line coach in the league, the only thing that is different is kicking back and your hand placement. It's not... Nothing more is different. It's just that ability, and he's done that ability. He did it 2 years in high school at IMG Academy, the best high school in America.
I like his size. I think, like I say, I hope 100% he plays out and proves all of us, like you say, all over Twitter. Even, you know, I read an article just yesterday that Gentry Estes wrote, talking about you had to stay with a left tackle. I know how many on some of these other airways has talked about on the same dial. Later in the afternoon, you had to stay with a left tackle. Mm. So we're going to see if the conversion works out. All of us are waiting to see.
And yeah, we'll see how it plays out.
We all want it to happen.
That's fair. But, you know, your points are well taken, Tony, and your concerns are well taken. We appreciate it.
But it's going to be... And guys, we know this. This is the same conversation we were saying last year when Skoronski was drafted, and mm-hmm. we learned that he was going to be made left guard. And he's not an all-pro yet, but he has turned into a pretty good left guard.
Yep.
So it's going to be interesting to see how this does play out. And Eric alluded to to A.J. Brown. Yes, A.J. Brown's gone. He is gone. But, man, it's you look at that contract. I will ask you guys this one question. I get off here, and hope y'all have a great weekend. Do you think – I'm going to ask you a trivia question I heard. Do y'all know what's the number one position that in the NFL where you get a second contract from a number one draft pick?
I would guess wide receiver, but I don't know.
Center. Center, John Burton. Center. Look it up.
All right,
Look
Tony.
It up.
All right,
guys. See ya.
All right, bye. Tony. Okay. All right. There he goes. Tony in Owensville.
We'll have to fact check that, because how many centers have gotten drafted in the first round? I mean, I don't want to call anybody out here. And I get it. I get what Tony's saying.
Yeah.
But with all due respect,
his concerns are legit.
The concerns are there, but I'm going to listen to Bill Callahan a little bit more, I think.
Speaking of Brian Callahan and Bill Callahan, we'll hear what Carthon and Callahan had to say after making the pick last night. And your phone calls and texts, 615-844-5600. We are here until the top of the hour. Stick around. WNS.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon pull-apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance. Competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Just hearing that bump back makes me miss Alan Bell.
How sad.
Well, you know, I'll reach out to him. Maybe we'll get him back on. That'd be great. JB and the General on a Friday. A lot going on. Game 3, Predators, Vancouver Canucks tonight at Bridgestone. That series tied 1-1. NFL Draft Day 1. The Titans take J.C. Latham with the 7th overall pick. They're scheduled to have one pick tonight in round 2. Rounds 2 through 3 are tonight. One pick for the Titans. They don't have a third round pick yet, or as of now. Mm-hmm. They'll have the 38th pick overall in round 2. And then we'll look ahead to Saturday, where a lot of your money can be made on those Saturday picks, those day 3 picks, if they can pan out, certainly. So we're going to hear from Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan in just a second, but do we go to the phones or no?
He just hung up, so guess not. Vandy Jeff, call back.
Well, I was just about to go to you, bro.
Need you back.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, well, with that in mind.
Do have one text quickly before we get to the sound.
Yes.
Mike in the Borough.
Hi, Mike.
I know we needed an offensive lineman, but the thought of Brock Bowers in our offense would have made us a very scary offensive team.
I understand that, but if your quarterback doesn't have time to throw to get the ball to Brock Bowers or DeAndre Hopkins or Calvin Ridley or Treylon Burks, Chigakonkwo or Kyle Phillips, you know, what are we doing? It's like I just said, you can have all the skill players you want. If you don't have a solid offensive line, ain't going to work.
Yeah, and I think if the Titans had the ability maybe to have successfully, I don't know if the plan was ever to put Peter Skoronski at left tackle.
I don't think it was. I think he was an LG from day one.
But if it was, I think if they had at least left tackle sorted, I think they may have been a little more comfortable going outside that tree. But then again, I think they would have took Malik Nabers before J.C. Latham. So I just think there's a hierarchy. I think J.C. Latham was probably even to how Brock Bowers was seen on their draft board, and they said bigger need is clearly offensive line.
And let's be fair, this whole thing started because they swung and missed on Andre Dillard last year in free agency. Right. That's how this whole thing got started. So
swung and missed and fell on their ass.
Well, that's one way to put it.
Yes. Matt.
That's the angry fan coming out at you.
Well, he's not on the team anymore. I mean, they brought him in to start in a position and they cut him.
I know. I mean, that's how this whole thing started. So, you know, we have to be fair at that standpoint. So you're right. I never saw Skoronski as a left tackle in the NFL. I always thought from day one, I thought it was the right decision to keep him at left guard, even though when Dillard started struggling last year, a lot of people thought, well, just put Skoronski there. You can't make a move like that midseason. I mean, you could. NPF actually moved over to the left side in the London game, and he was okay, but he is not a left tackle long term in the NFL. No. And we're wondering if he's going to be a right tackle. We'll find out. But I always thought it was the right move to keep Skoronski at LG.
I did too. If it's a seasoned veteran who you really don't care what happens to down the road, maybe you throw him over there, but he's your first-round draft pick under Rand Carthon. You want this guy to maybe get a second contract, something they haven't exactly been able to do the past 5 to 6 years. That's why they had the ability to pay so many players this offseason in free agency, is because you look who they got coming up and who they had to leave in terms of players they drafted. It's nobody that left that you're really hurting for right now. And that's, you don't want to be in that position. You want to pay your own guys. You don't want to be in the position the Titans were this offseason.
Back to the phones. Dougie, fresh.
Good morning, man. I just want to rubber stamp what you said. And let me go back to yesterday first. I guess when I made my prediction, I guess I should have said the Titans select a lineman. Should have said a lineman. So I'm rubber stamping what you said, JB, because, you know, I'm fortunate to see my son play football, albeit at a, you know, junior college level. They have good wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Their line sucks. Mm-hmm. He don't get the ball much.
There you go.
That goes to say, you can have Jerry Rice, you can have Randy Moss, you can have Steve Largent out there. But if you can't get the quarterback time to make a full play without somebody coming in on his backside, you know, making a dun-a-dun, dun-a-dun out of him.
Right. Yeah, you want those big, your fans want those big passing plays down the field, right? Those deep shots, the nine routes, the deep slants and all that kind of stuff. Guess what? Your quarterback needs time to, you know, make his drop back, set up, plant his feet, and throw. That's
my
how
son
you
get, is gone from,
you know what I mean?
My son's gone from, you know, going out for the deep pass to they're running jet sweeps now because the line's up.
Yeah.
So again, you know, we can have the Brock Bauer, but if Brock Bauer can't get the ball in his hand, heck, if the quarterback can't get it out of his hand, nobody shines.
Exactly.
O line, that's who it goes to. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Doug. All right, what do we got from Callahan and Carthon from last night?
Well, this first clip is very long, so apologies to everybody. But basically, it's just Ryan Callahan and Rand Carthon explaining that they are going to try for him to be a left tackle, but they left the door open.
So there was some back and forth last night with the assembled media, correct?
Some back and forth for sure.
All right, let's check it out.
Yes, we're going to start him at left tackle. You know, he's played right tackle at Bama. I know he's practiced at left tackle. He's taken reps there, so it's not foreign to him. But, yeah, you know, he's going to start off at left for us.
What has been your experience with, you know, your father's experience
going out before? How much did that factor into your confidence? There's a precedent. I mean, guys have played right and played left and made the switch. It's not super uncommon. I mean, it's happened before, so – we got a comfort level with the player and the athlete and what he's capable of, and so having him go to left and start out there, and look, if he doesn't feel comfortable there, it doesn't look right and look natural, move him back to right. And like I said the other day, you need tackles, period. So it doesn't really affect us one way or the other which tackle he plays. So he's just a really strong, powerful, big, athletic human. There's not a lot of guys that look like him on earth, so we like that.
Doesn't it affect you in that you don't have a left tackle?
If he goes
back to right, doesn't it? You say it doesn't affect you one way or the other. If he's playing on the right, you still don't have a left tackle, no?
Correct. We have guys on the roster that we like. We're not done adding players if we feel like we need to find someone somewhere else. It's just part of the process, and we picked the best tackle that we felt like was available to us. And like I said, whether he plays right or left, remains to be seen, but we're going to start him at left.
And we mentioned it. When we spoke earlier this week, Paul, about, you know, we're getting through this draft. We're going to draft the people where we pick, but that doesn't mean player acquisition's over. So we're going to continue to look to improve just the whole roster as a whole. And like I said, I have all the confidence in the world in the kid that he's going to figure it out, just because of his makeup. You know, who he is as a human, who he is as an athlete, who he is as a football player. But we're going to always look to continue to add to our roster.
Do you feel like the starting caliber left tackles available on the market after the draft?
Yeah, there are a ton of guys on the street that have played, you know, a ton of ball that are available to us. But like Coach said, we have guys on our roster that we like. We have guys that we're excited to work with that, you know, we just met, I think it was the night before last, just, you know, getting Coach Bill's his thoughts on the guys that he's working with. And he's excited about working with some of these guys and playing them along. And if you know his track record, no matter what position is your primary position, you're going to learn, you know, other positions. I mean, if you look back to even last year, Nick Petit had primarily been a right tackle, you know, here for us, and in the spur of the moment, he kicked over and, you know, and played left for us, and so all that versatility helps us.
Yeah, so
I'll say this though about Nicholas Petit-Ferrer. I don't know if he's the poster child for right tackle swinging over to left, but I get what he's saying. But I just thought for Brian Callahan,
all he needed to do say, Paul, I'm very confident in J.C. Latham will be our left tackle, and then just move on. He kind of got caught there a little bit. Hey, rookie head coach, you know, and Paul, you know, Paul's a savvy reporter. You know, he knows where the bodies are buried,
right?
Okay?
You say the what ifs after the ifs have come in reality. If he turns out to be a right tackle, you just say it then. You don't have to preface it beforehand.
Just accentuate the positive, right?
Yes, so absolutely. It,
you know, Carthon kind of picked him up and said, we have the utmost confidence in J.C. Latham. So that hopefully that won't come back to bite Brian Callahan.
Not only is this
because
year two.
Because you know Paul will he will squeeze every drop out of that.
Not only is this Rand Carthon's second year being an NFL GM, but year two of dealing with Paul Carson
exactly.
In these press conferences.
Brian is learning,
yes.
Right?
Final one here from this press conference. Trading down, that's what a lot of fans wanted. Mm-hmm. This was the question poised to their NFL GM, Rand Carthon.
Mm. We had a ton of calls, and I'm looking up at the screen now and, you know, seeing Minnesota trade, you know, up a spot. But, you know, we had calls. But as we were sitting there, we were looking at the board. And like I said, we've worked through this. We knew who was going to be available to us when we picked. And so we made the pick, and we just let those teams know that, you know, unless it was an offer that was going to blow us away, it wasn't worth, you know, making a move.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and like I mentioned earlier, I think the teams behind them, even though I don't know many thought the Falcons would go on and take Michael Penix Jr. at eight, there really wasn't a whole lot of threat of a ton of quarterbacks flying off the board before. Really, Denver was that team at 11 that many thought would want to trade up. But once Atlanta hit at Michael Penix Jr., I think they kind of had an idea, hey, we're not going to have to trade up too very far to get a J.J. McCarthy. So I think it kind of fell for them where no one was really super desperate to go up and grab that quarterback. And I think that hurt them in terms of value for teams looking to trade into seven.
Yeah. Yeah, that probably had a lot to do with it, you know. And I believe Carthon when he says, "Yeah, we got phone calls." But at the end, for them, the end did not justify the means. So, you know, you live with the results. You know, if J.C. Latham's a bust, we'll come on here and we'll rip Rand Carthon a new one. You know, and nothing personal, and he knows that, but. You know, and people will call up and be like, see, I told you they should have. I'm just saying, let's see how it plays out. There's a reason why he's a general manager, one of 32 in the world, and we are not, and those listening are not. And, let him cook.
Right, and we had a lot of callers call last year, and I was a little skeptical at first as well. What do you mean you're telling me Tajay Spears doesn't have an ACL in one of his knees?
Me too. I'll raise my hand.
It's early, but he looks to be pretty healthy. He was the healthiest guy on that offense probably last year.
Yeah, you're right. I'll raise my hand and say, well, you're drafting a guy that doesn't have an ACL, a running back, a smaller, quick running back that has to make violent cuts and cuts on dimes on the new turf at Nissan Stadium that's supposed to help players stay healthier, which I still don't understand.
And if you've been listening to the show for this show and then the Greg Pogue and John Burton show, I don't mind ripping this organization.
No, you do not.
It's one of my favorite pastimes, quite frankly. But this one, I just don't.
You and Sal.
I'm not as worried as I have been in the past. I see, and part of that has to do with a guy who I'm sure gave a glowing recommendation, and that's Bill Callahan. Until he gives me a reason not to trust his O-line tackle evaluation and drafts, I'm going to err on the side of maybe he knows what he's doing here.
What would you like to see them do tonight in round two, pick number 38? There are a lot of options. They still have plenty of holes to fill.
Yeah.
Inside linebacker, interior defensive line, certainly. You know, if a decent wide receiver is on the board, I wouldn't mind seeing them go after maybe something like that. What do you see tonight for round two?
Well, the Ladd McConkey dream, I believe, is going to fail at the first pick of this second round. I see Buffalo grabbing him and Adonai Mitchell, the Texas wide receiver. So those are really the two receivers I'd love to have, but I think they're going 1-2 in the second round. So I have a feeling defense could get addressed, specifically edge in this spot. They have an ability to draft some really highly touted edge rushers, and to me, John, they don't have a guy to pair alongside Harold Landry. Arden Key got figured out in the run game last year a lot.
Yep.
And to me, that's why you saw this team give up more gashing runs than they have in the entirety under Mike Vrabel. It's just a guy in Arden Key who's more of a pass rusher, and that's fine. That's just what he is. But I have a feeling Alabama's going to get addressed. Not Alabama. Edge rush is going to get addressed in round number two. I think where they are, the seventh overall pick in the second round, I think value is going to be in the defensive side of the ball, because round one, John, it was offense, and more offense for the majority. Still some secondary.
Yeah, what was it, like 16?
16 was the first opportunity. So
yeah, I see defense. 15 straight offensive players were taken.
Yeah, I'd still like to see a wide receiver, but I think where they stand and the teams ahead of them, Patriots and the Bills, they desperately need receivers, probably more than the Titans do, which is a nice thing to come out of one's mouth, the Buffalo Bills needing more receiver help than the Titans.
The Bills traded out last night,
They
right?
traded out last night. They gave the ability for the Chiefs to end up grabbing Xavier Murphy, the guy who broke the 40-yard combine record. So it's they desperately need it. Of course, they traded away Stephon Diggs and really don't have anybody else. Trent Sherfield Jr., the ex-Vandy wide receiver, mm-hmm. he has departed as well. So it's all hands on deck for this Buffalo Bills team right now, John, because they need help, and they're way off the pace at wide receiver.
Well, I think for the Buffalo Bills, I think that window has all but closed. They had a shot, and, you know, somebody brought this up. My buddy Mike Catalana up in Rochester, who covers the Bills, been covering the Bills forever, like 40 years. And he brought it up on his podcast. He said that, you know, this franchise really hasn't recovered from 13 seconds in Kansas City.
Yeah.
That 13 seconds where, you know, Mahomes got him down the field, tied the game, won the toss, went down and won the playoff game, one of the best playoff games we've seen in the NFL in a long time. That organization really hasn't recovered. Stephon, you know, they get you know, punked at home by Cincinnati the next year in the playoffs after barely beating a bad Miami team with a backup quarterback, and it just feels like it's slipping away for the Bills. And, you know, so I say if Josh Allen wants to reunite with Brian Daboll,
you would, huh?
We'll give you Daniel Jones. We'll give you our next three first-round picks. Come home, Josh. Brian's waiting for
well,
you.
Well, and reports came out last night. Teams actually did ask about Justin Herbert, and the Chargers quickly shoot away all of that. But the talk about Justin Herbert possibly being an option for teams, that wasn't a myth. Teams legitimately had questions whether or not he was
available. And
good
on them. Fair play to them. You got to call and ask.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Harbaugh's been shooting his mouth off all offseason talking about how great J.J. McCarthy is, and he's the best quarterback available, and, you know, he's like a son to me, and I, you know, I would let him date my daughter. I would let him babysit my grandkids. You know, he is the greatest thing. Okay, well, put your money where your mouth is, Harbaugh.
You're there at five. You have the chance.
Exactly.
Well, and
that's why I said, you know, we'll give you our pick. We'll give you Daniel Jones. I'll throw in Tommy DeVito and a month's supply of chicken cutlets and our next three draft picks. Give us Justin Herbert.
Well, and Jim Harbaugh last night was vintage Jim Harbaugh. He was asked about offensive weapons. He goes, I see Joe Ald as an offensive weapon. Left tackle, of course. He was loving every minute of
Jim
it.
Jim Harbaugh.
Night.
You know, my nickname for him is American Psycho. You ever see that movie?
Yes.
Christian Bale. Uh-huh. He's American Psycho. He's out to lunch. All right. We're out for a break. We're coming back. Your phone calls and texts until the top of the hour. 615-844-5600.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's MELINDAS.com. Melinda's.com.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it, the price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, The financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Titans trade for Legarius Sneed. I'm going to give you who he went up against in the 2023 season. Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the NFL. Two catches, 14 yards. A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. One catch, 4 yards. Stephon Diggs, one catch, 3 yards.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare Studio, it's JB and the General.
Friday edition just flying by here on WNSR. John Burton, the General, Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. NFL Draft underway. Game 3 tonight. Predators Canucks at Bridgestone Arena. What kind of madhouse do you think Bridgestone Arena is going to be? A Friday night. Oof. Preds come home in a tied series. Chance to go up 2-1. It's Friday. The weather's going to be nice. It's Broadway. What could possibly happen, Patton? What could possibly go wrong?
Well, I mean, a catfish or two better keep their head on a swivel.
An instrument of crime, Patton Cook.
Heck, we may get an octopus on the ice tonight. Nah, who knows what'll happen?
Those schlubs in Detroit have the octopus. And they also have like a billion more Stanley Cups than the Preds do.
Exactly. But no, very exciting, and it's teeing up nicely for them. And you hate to see injuries in any sport, but it just kind of is what it is. Canucks are likely going to be out for their goaltender at least these next two home games. He has not traveled at all to Nashville.
Heavily rumored to be done for the playoffs.
Exactly.
So things
are stacking up nicely, and the way they've played in games 1 and 2, it's hard not to say why can't they continue that momentum into games 3 and 4.
Well, they're going to be energized by the home crowd. Yeah. I mean, right before that puck drops tonight, that is going to be the loudest building that you will hear. So,
you're going to have a lot of noise complaints on Broadway tonight.
Yes, exactly. Oh, also want to remind everybody, later today on the McFarland Show, 2 to 4, here on WNSR 220, the McFarlands will have Eric Wolford on the show today. He's the offensive line coach at Kentucky, came over from Alabama where he was the O-line coach there the last two seasons. Mm-hmm. He obviously coached J.C. Latham, so if you want to get a coach's perspective on what it was like to coach the Titans' first-round pick, listen to the McFarlands today at 220.
He will be telling us how inept he was at left tackle. Yes. That's why they had to move him over to right.
And how he has no future as an NFL left tackle, and how the Titans screwed up by making him the 7th overall pick in this year's draft. So there you go.
No lies detected in those statements.
Also, this is a huge weekend, man. The Nashville Cats get up and running tomorrow night. They will be at Municipal Auditorium, a 7:30 game. They're back. Season opener against the Minnesota Myth. And, man, I think this team's going to be pretty darn good. I like the way they put their team together on and off the field.
Right. They've got a lot of players who this won't be their first time playing arena football, but they've also got highly touted guys that played kind of FBS Division I college football and that played at a very high level and for one reason or another just kind of slipped through the – the cracks of kind of going on to the next level, playing at the NFL. So in the way they talk, John, before they even get to X's and O's, you hear them talking about kind of the brotherhood and playing for each other. I don't know. Maybe that's what everybody else is talking about, no, but I thought that was pretty notable.
I think it's legit, Patton. I was at Media Day the other day over at Roy's Meat Service, which was fantastic. Had some great barbecue.
Shout out. You and Mike Oregon take a picture with each other.
My man, Boulder Shoulder, Mike Oregon from the Tennessee, and that's my guy, man. I love that guy. We were there. We had a great time. We talked to everybody. We talked to like three or four of their players. We talked to Chuck McDowell, who Jim Rome advertises with, right, which is pretty cool. You know, the majority owner now of the Nashville Cats. We talked to, Jeff Fisher, of course, and Dean Kikinos, the head coach. And, you know, everybody, you could just tell that there's an energy coming out of the people that are, you know, responsible for the Cats. And I think it's going to be a fun year. I think, we're going to see some entertaining, high-flying arena football at Municipal Auditorium. Went inside the odd the other day to shoot stand-ups with Bob Cusack. Field looks great. They're laying it down, awesome, painting the logos. The goalpost/rebound net are already up, and there's signage all over the place. It's going to be great. So it's a perfect sports weekend, man. You check out the Preds tonight, Cats tomorrow, Preds again on Sunday, 4 o'clock, Game 4 at Bridgestone Arena. And I think there's a good chance you're going to be walking into that building with the Preds up 2-1 and a chance to go up 3-1. So, huge weekend. Of course, we've got the rest of the draft and, round two tonight, 38th pick overall for the Titans. And then we'll see what they do. No third round pick, tonight. And, they'll make the rest of their picks, on Saturday. So, you know, it's so funny when people say, oh, well, now that football season's over, you guys aren't that busy, are you?
What you talking about?
Dude, I don't even know where I am right now. I don't know what time, who are you? You look familiar.
Right. And I, much less got Nashville SC on top of. I mean, maybe 15 years ago that would have been the case, John, but now it's we're running around with it like a chicken with our head cut off, trying to take in everything at this moment.
Like I said earlier, I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest, but this is a labor of love. We're having a blast. Yes. And we're happy to take you along for the ride. Right now we're going to take you to a break and we'll come back and wrap up the show. WNSR.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the #1 dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
It's JB and the General.
We're going to re-sign Derek. We're going to bring Ryan back for one more year. I can win.
With the band is coming back.
What happened last year? In the 11th hour, they signed D-Hop. But I strongly believe that Vrabel, at the last hour, you know, slammed his fist on the table and said, I can win with this team. Let's not start the rebuild.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Our little buddy down the dial is taking it today, isn't he?
I mean, he is. He might say the F word on the radio today. He's so mad.
Aw. So sorry to hear that he's mad. Are you mad? Are you mad? Are you upset? Are you cross? Do you need a nap? Do you need a timeout? Give me a break. Jabroni.
Yeah, I don't want to send anyone to our competition necessarily, but there's a screenshot of him with his head on the table after the pick. I mean, it's not that bad.
Stop with the dramatics. Enough.
Yeah.
Enough. If you disagree, say you disagree. We don't need that. Don't get me started. Anyway.
How about those Lakers, John?
Yeah. Oh man, both our NBA teams took one on the chin. Yeah. What the hell happened to the Cavs last night? What was it? 38? You got beat by?
Yeah, they didn't even break 85.
What the hell was that?
I think the Magic were always probably going to win Game 3.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of one of those where early, I'd say Donovan Mitchell looked at Evan Mobley and Jared Allen and Darius Garland and said, this ain't happening.
Yeah, well, let's regroup and get ready for Game 4. That was a beatdown.
Yeah, you had Tristan Thompson in before they were firing off T-shirt guns into the sand last night. I mean, it was over early last night.
Sixers beat my Knicks, and the Sixers are a bunch of cheating, dirty thugs. Yes. And Embiid's a dirty player. I'm sorry. He's a great player. He had 50 last night, and he's got, what's he got, Bell's palsy and a bad knee?
Yeah, I'm not one to defend Draymond Green, but if he did that last night, John, he'd be in jail this morning. He would be somewhere in Philly jail, but no, you're right. I don't know I do know what he's doing. He's pissed off. He got knocked on his butt and goes and, I don't know. Does he go for an ankle lock, John? Did he go Kurt Angle?
He tackled Mitchell.
Tackled Mitchell and then went to go for a Kurt Angle ankle lock.
You know what? Okay, well, it's on now, bro. It's good to see
He's going to have to go back to New York. I don't know if he knew that or not.
Yeah, but, trust me, the Madison Square Garden crowd are going to be waiting on him. Brunson finally broke out of his slump. He had a good game, but that series still 2-1. Last night in the NHL, the Panthers beat the Lightning. They're up 3-0 in that series. I mean, the Lightning, everybody thought was a dangerous team coming into the Eastern Conference side of the playoffs in the NHL, but they're about to get the golf clubs out. And the Hurricanes just, you know, they beat the Islanders 3-2. The Islanders barely made the playoffs. The Hurricanes, according to one betting app, are the odds-on favorite to win the Stanley Cup. So really no surprise there. They would face my New York Rangers next, which I'm a little nervous about. Rangers Capitals tonight. Rangers up 2-0 in that series. Canucks Preds, of course, we told you about. Jets Avalanche.
And it's not tonight. At 9 o'clock tonight. Thank the heavens.
6:30 start.
Goodness
that is,
me.
Yeah, that is well played by the NHL. Jets Avalanche, that series tied 1-1. That's at 9 o'clock tonight on TNT, 9:30 on TBS, Oilers-Kings. That series tied 1-1. We've got Braves baseball tonight. What time is pregame there, Pat and Cook?
Great question. I'm pulling it up here on the website for your Atlanta Braves. They do have the Guardians coming in, though, John, the hottest team in baseball.
Yes.
It will be a 6:05 pregame.
Yeah, that should be a fun series. World Series preview?
Yes.
Question a little early for that.
In case you're wondering, Braves big favorites tonight, -230.
Ooh. All right. We'll keep an eye on that. And as we said, the McFarlane's coming up at 2. Eric Wolford will join Darren and Justin at 2:20. The offensive line coach at Kentucky just came over from Alabama, where he was the O-line coach there for 2 years. He coached J.C. Latham, so we'll get some good insight from a guy that coached him. And we got night 2 of the NFL draft. We got game 3. We got Nashville Cats tomorrow. We got Braves baseball tonight on these airwaves. Game 4, Sunday, 4 o'clock at Bridgestone. Predators, Canucks, your prediction. What will the series be on Sunday when they drop the puck for game 4? I got the Preds winning tonight.
I do as well. It's hard not to see it, just the way they've played. And I think the momentum and the atmosphere tonight, I might hear it from my house in Lebanon, which is 45 minutes away. But to me, I like the Preds. It's no other way of saying it. Goaltenders down for the Canucks. And to me, they're a wounded animal. Now, that's good and bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a shot in an arm if you're the Canucks.
I mean, but Casey DeSmith, he is a professional goaltender. He gets paid for what he does.
Correct. Yes. They didn't grab this guy out of the streets of Vancouver.
But I think the emphasis for Bruno is going to be, let's get some pucks on net. You know, shoot the puck. You know, that's what all hockey fans always say. Shoot the puck!
Pucks on net.
I think we're going to see that. Pay the price down low. All right. We're going to get out of here and enjoy the weekend. We'll see you back on Monday. Patton, have a good weekend, my friend.
You too, John.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Jim Rome is next.